It's early April and about 40 minutes by snowmobile, or as Alaskans say, snow machine, from Golovin, Alaska. I'm with a small group of local residents, and we're assembled to hear the ocean like we've never heard it before.
All right, you guys ready for this?
Yeah.
But first, Golovin resident Jack Fagerstrom tells me how he and other Inupiaq hunters have methods for hearing life under the sea ice.
If you can hear the reverberation through your boat, or other people use an oar, stick it on, put your oar in the water, then your paddle acts as a sounding board thing, something that the sound will bounce off of.
But today, Fagerstrom's friend and neighbor, Toby Anungazuk Jr., drills a hole in the ice using a battery-powered auger. While Elizabeth Kruger, who works for World Wildlife Fund in the Arctic, helps Golovin student Casey Williams drop a hydrophone into Golovin Bay.
All right, are we on? Are we rolling?
Yep.
We good? Here we go.
It's ready to drop it in the hole.
Using headphones, students will be able to hear what bearded seals and bowhead whales sound like firsthand. These beeps and whistles create a symphony of the marine mammals that migrate north to forage in the Chukchi and Beaufort Seas each spring, before going back south each fall. Bowhead, beluga, and gray whales. Pacific walrus, ringed, ribbon, spotted, and bearded seals, and occasionally polar bears. Golovin is the first of two stops on our World Wildlife Fund trip to explore how all these sea mammals may be affected by increased ship traffic in the Arctic. Our second stop, Whales, Alaska, sits along the Bering Strait. Only 50-some miles of ocean separates Whales, a community of about 150 people, from mainland Russia. Roy Kamanasiak, a subsistence hunter in Whales, is seeing more traffic in the strait than ever before.
We have just this one stretch of water, and we just have this one channel, and it's basically like a highway, a mammal highway out there.
But marine mammals are no longer the only ones using the Bering Strait to get where they need to go. The strait is the only waterway that connects the Pacific and Arctic Oceans. And as sea ice melts, potential for shipping expands, and more companies are expected to use the Bering Strait as a shortcut between Europe and Asia. There are two new routes ships can take to travel through the Arctic. When traveling from Europe to Asia, a ship can go around Russia and cut through the Bering Strait. Or, rather than passing through the Panama Canal, a ship can go around the state of Alaska through the Bering Strait. Both routes can cut days off a ship's journey. While this saves both time and money, it does increase risks and the amount of noise in the region. Residents in remote Arctic villages depend on the hunting of sea mammals to survive. Marine mammals use sound underwater to communicate with one another, or to detect objects and hunt for food. Kamanasiak tells me more about the ancient technique for hearing these sounds that has been passed down through generations.
Just grab your paddle and lay it next to a chunk of ice. You can even turn the paddle. Hear the different pitches as you turn. It's like you're turning away from the noise or you're turning to something different.
Clyde Oxrock, also a resident of Whales, Alaska, has similar experience.
You wouldn't think you could hear sounds underwater through wood, but if you put a paddle in the ocean and put the end of it on to your ear, you will hear the sounds almost like a microphone. You'll hear a lot of sounds you wouldn't think you could hear through a piece of wood.
We're back above the ice with World Wildlife Fund's Elizabeth Kruger. It's totally silent, and there's seemingly nothing for miles around. All I see is ice.
I always have to remind myself when I'm out on the sea ice that I'm standing on water. It doesn't really feel like you're over water. And so you're kind of looking at this black and white world where the only sounds you can hear on top are the sound of the wind a little bit and the crunching of your boots.
Kruger drops the hydrophone into the Bering Strait. Back in her Anchorage office, Kruger thinks back about the hundreds of thousands of marine mammals that utilize the Bering Strait.
There are such enormous concentrations of marine mammals going through that choke point, and that's also the only route that the ships can use to get from the north down into the Pacific. And so if the timing were right, it has the potential to impact entire populations of marine mammals that migrate through that small choke point.
Kruger says noise pollution in the ocean can impact marine mammals in two ways.
You can have chronic impacts from a background level, similar to walking down the street in New York City, say, and you've got a ton of noises happening in the background, and it might interfere with your ability to communicate with other people or to think, or your stress levels might be impacted. That's a similar scenario for marine mammals underwater with a lot of background noise from something like shipping.
Marine mammals can also suffer from sudden hearing loss due to human activity.
The other way that sound can impact marine mammals is in an acute sense. So you have, if there's, for example, seismic testing where you're creating explosions in order to see what's going on under the bottom of the ocean, that has the potential to actually cause physical damage to the ears of a marine mammal. And so it can cause all sorts of complications for hearing, and it can even lead to death.
In 2017, the U.S. Coast Guard completed a Bering Strait Port Access Route Study, also known as PARS, to give ships safer routes and to minimize the risks of potential disasters. The International Maritime Organization adopted these measures in 2018. So today they are international law. There's more to be done to make Arctic shipping safer for ships, wildlife, and people as the planet warms and sea ice continues to recede, including a Coast Guard study for the waters of the U.S. Beaufort and Chukchi Seas currently underway. For Alaska Teen Media Institute, with support from World Wildlife Fund, I'm reporter Quinn White.